99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. A very beautiful good afternoon to you from wherever you're listening in from. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Yes, just a quick apology for being a little late. Had to attend to something that was quite necessary. Very necessary. All right. It's Open Thought Tuesday. And our next hour, we need to look at not the EFCC, but what the EFCC is doing. And hopefully after that, we segue into the conversation we were supposed to have yesterday, but couldn't due to time, which is the allegation laid against a military by a female officer accusing her superiors of sexual harassment. So certainly we have so much fun to catch up with. And quite a lot to do as far as conversation goes on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome, it's 8 minutes past 1 p.m. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side.
There are mysteries to the universe we were never meant to solve. But who we are and why we are here are not among them.
And so we do not leave to chance our duty to think. For why else then are we free beings? For it is slaves who run into fantasies, flatteries, and fads as one goes into sickness.
What is your profession?
Go now. Run along and tell your Xerxes he faces free men here, not slaves.
Dread it. Run from it. Destiny arrives all the same.
All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the EFCC is in the news. And yeah, I guess they're doing work. Many of you have had situations where you've had reasons to judge the EFCC either as capable or incapable, crude, corrupt, fair, just, serving the cause, serving their purpose. Hold on, who do I owe money here? Okay. There's a pre-recorded program at 2:45. This is just to let you know that there is a pre-recorded program at 2:45. So between now and then, you and I are talking. But just before I go right back to opening the conversation up, it's also worth noting that you can win money today on the show. And yes, why not? 20,000 naira up for the taking. If you're Nigeria Info listening and you want to win, I welcome you to the possibility of winning this afternoon 20,000 Nigerian naira. *347*880*3#. Someone walks away with 20,000 naira this afternoon, just before the end of the sunny side today. And yes, on this show, you've heard them even call in during the course of our other shows, talking about their winnings and showing gratitude and happy they played, because that's exactly how they won. So I'm asking you to play because that's exactly how you could be a winner. *347*880*3#, or you go to the website www.oneplay.ng and you follow whatever information or steps available to your eyes. You qualify by staking 500 naira. You can play as many times as is possible. And before the sun sets today, it would be someone's day to have and to own 20,000 Nigerian naira. So be about it. The quicker you're in, the quicker you're out. All right. Good luck with that. And let me quickly also reinform you about the program we start in February. Our first would be February 13th. The State, and if you're new to this, here's a quick introduction to it. The State is a new program on the sunny side, and here we would love for people representing their states, speaking for their state or on behalf of their state. And the interesting part to this is that there would be two different persons representing two different states, and both of you would go at each other regarding information and qualities of your state, the good, the bad, the unconstitutional, the apolitical, or the political, the games, the tricks, the ropes, the sensibilities, or the lack thereof, the poverty, the wealth, the glory, the gain, whatever features in your estate would be a conversation. So they can come at you. One would go at the other, highlighting what are the issues, or what highlighting the issues of the state. And the one who is approached with such a question or maybe even attack has the opportunity to correct, elucidate, debunk, agree to whatever facts are in the wind. So this is to say that we're speaking of state development and hoping that the conversation drives not just people participation, but state awareness and governance in states for betterment, for good, and for our collective development. And so I need someone who can represent all your state to contact me today on the show, because you also need to start preparing for this opportunity. Come February 13th, we'll be having in the studio here live representative from Kaduna State and Imo State. Whatever that means, we're here for it. And so I would love to pair all your state with another state. So first, I need someone to represent all your state. I think it'll be fun. Plus, you would have the support of people of your state listening in, who would also have an opportunity sometime during the course of the show to call in and supply you with information that you may not have. But of course, that would be timed, so we can get as many, I would say at least 3 to 5 people contribute to your advantage during the course of the show. So if you would love to represent all your state, contact me today on the show. 0700-993-993-993. Yes, and 01-0201-465-7190. All right, now we're back to the Real McCoy. Open Thought Tuesday, the EFCC's in the news. Let's talk.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Open Thought. Okay, so what's EFCC up to? If you're on the telephone lines, just a moment. I'll be with you in a moment. Economic and Financial Crimes Commission has reignited high-profile corruption cases involving former governors and ministers. That should put a smile on your face, except you want to ask, who's on the list and why? Well, so why would be for allegation of corruption, right? And then you say, well, would this be everyone that we know may have been accused of corruption, or everyone that they can search to find is corrupt? All right, here's the heart of the matter. The renewed investigations encompass alleged misappropriation of billions of naira and millions of dollars, ranging from arms procurement scandals to diversion of public funds. The estimated total sum under investigation exceeds 853.8 billion naira. Hold on, I'll just take the last two sentences. The renewed investigation encompasses alleged misappropriation of billions of naira and millions of dollars, ranging from arms procurement scandals to diversion of public funds. The estimated total sum under investigation exceeds 853.8 billion Nigerian naira, highlighting the scale of the alleged, graft. When I got home yesterday, I got thinking about our collective GDP. Someone raised the issue saying that all of West Africa's net GDP would not exceed, say, $1 trillion. And I've not been able to shake off the level of corruption in Nigeria and wonder whether if we had a nation that ran on good governance and transparency, what we could truly be talking about in terms of zeros. And so maybe it's for that reason that I honestly object, that I think that's what's on paper. And then there's what it truly, really is. All right, so I'm going to share with you some names that have made it to the list. And I would love for you to tell me which are the names you think allegedly needs to be on the list and why. Yeah. So former governors Kayode Fayemi, Ekiti State, Ayo Fayose, Ekiti, Bello Matawale, Zamfara, Chimaroke Namani, Enugu, Sullivan Chime, Enugu, Abdullahi Adamu, Nasarawa, Rabiu Kwakwanso Kanu, Peter Odili Rivers, Theodore Oji Abia, Danjuma Goje Gombe, Aliyu Wamako Sokoto, Timipre Silva, Bayelsa, Sule Lamido Jigawa. Now, former ministers, you have Olu Agunloye, Power, Mines and Steel, Sadia Umar Farouk, Humanitarian Affairs. And, you know, I quickly remembered that a few years ago, we heard of an apartment that was found somewhere in Ikoyi, and the monies found in there. It is said that operatives of the EFCC acting on a tip-off on Wednesday found, well, of course, that year, found 43.4 million dollars, 28,000 pounds, and 23.2 million naira. We don't know whose name is attached to this, but I just kind of remembered it last night that some apartment in Ikoyi was found $43.4 million cash, 27.8 thousand pounds, and 23.2 million naira hidden inside an apartment at Osborne Towers, Ikoyi. So I think I'm saying this to say that at the core of our collective suffering and lack of collective development is corruption. I think corruption is maybe more than anything more foundational than our collective philosophy. And you may disagree with me for such a brash categorization, but I honestly think that at the foundation of this nation, whether the bricks used to lay or the stones used to lay the foundation changed over time, but at that foundation today would be more corruption than philosophy, than ethics, than collective identity. All right. So you've heard what you've heard. In some cases, you know what to know. You know what you know. And I want to believe that this administration is really, really trying to fight corruption. So maybe the first question should be, can this administration truly fight corruption? And I remember Dear Annie, and I thought, well, for some reason, I'm wondering why her name is not on the list. But okay, maybe, yeah, I just remembered her. And I thought, wait, is this list complete? Yeah, I'll share a few more names with you. But this is asking you, based on what's been reported, what's been alleged, who's been fingered in the past, who do you think the EFCC should be given a phone call to? But do you even think this administration is capable? Imagine what we could rectify if corruption was dealt with. If we're going to handle corruption with kid gloves, then this thing, this misery we call life, this sham, this thing will continue. This darkness is only just going to be a conversation, and that's the best it will ever be, a conversation. So I think the EFCC, this administration, wants to really do some work. Can they do it? Honestly, totally, committedly. 0700-993-993-993-0201-465-7190. Nigeria Info. It's good to have you on the show this afternoon. Thank you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, you have Emmanuel on the line.
Thank you.
I'm calling you from Ekpeya. I don't know if Emmanuel Dragan is on the list.
Oh.
My former state governor.
Okay, what was his own case?
Maybe even if I recall, you know, for Emmanuel Dragan, there was a time EFCC was chasing him around.
Oh.
And I don't know if Abdullahi Gantuje is on the list.
Okay, this is going to be a long list.
You see, Joyce, to be honest with you, EFCC is not working.
Oh.
If EFCC is supposed to be working, a lot of our leaders will be behind the bar. I mean, behind the bars today, because corruption, as you said, you know, is like the foundation of this country. Corruption was placed under before the bricks, you know, was laid upon it. From our police, you know, to our military, to ministries, agriculture, especially that agriculture. You hear government gives 500 million naira to farmers. The money, develop wings, you know, and fly into thin air. There is nothing. All you see is pyramids on Twitter.
Yeah.
Joyce, to be honest with you, we are joking, no, to be honest with you. And again, of recent, there was there was this news that the EFCC chairman said he was going to apprehend, arrest some EFCC officials who were taking bribes.
Mm-hmm. So even EFCC needs to arrest EFCC at this point.
Yes, that they are taking bribes. That is EFCC investigators, mm-hmm, who collect bribes, you know, in order to circumvent the process.
Mm-hmm.
And the statement, it was painful to me, you know, because if he was really ready to do such a thing, he was not to come to the media, you know, to say it.
He's supposed to just do it and show it to the people.
He was supposed to be active, you know, swing into action, and then the media will begin to report it.
So do you think this administration, because I'm off on a break in 30 seconds, this administration, can they fight corruption?
Joyce, the whole thing is beyond this administration. They can't do anything about it.
Thank you very much for calling.
They will only do maybe 5 out of 100%.
Wow.
I thought they want to do something.
That's poor. Thank you for calling. Yeah. Lagos, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. When we return, the conversation regarding fighting corruption continues. Open Thought. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. If you have just tuned in, well, we are working with the EFCC. That's another way to put it. Well, if you're wondering what we're discussing this afternoon, this is to say to you that the EFCC reopens corruption probe against ex-governors, ministers. And this, I guess, is a way to give a face, a spirit to this administration. On the show this afternoon, I'm asking you, can this administration truly, honestly fight corruption? For what it should be, for the battle that it really is, can this administration get into the ring? Or is this one of them many dramatizing on the foreground where it looks, I mean, if they're not going to close the office, they have to be doing something. And so maybe this is that selective picking. Or you think this administration is credible enough, worthy enough, faithful enough to give Nigerians their due as far as pushing back, maybe even out, people who have plundered them and allow for transparency, justice, a system where corruption is not as we know it. I mean, it would practically be a form of revolutionizing the collective consciousness of the Nigerian spirit. Do you think this administration can do that? It's not too big a deal, except it could be. And so on the list would be quite a handful of people. Not enough, I would say. Not enough for what we know. So we're going to at least attempt to, on the basis of what's been alleged, suggest who else needs to be on the list and why you think they should be on the list. The Sunny Side, my name's Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello. Make it back. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. It's so good to have you join the conversation this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Turn up the volume of your radio set, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hello, is it better?
If you turn it off, it should be better. Just turn it off.
I'm trying to open it.
I don't know that that's good enough. Okay, tell us your name. Let's try.
Yes, my name is Greg.
Welcome, Greg. Welcome,
yeah,
Greg. Go ahead.
Yes. The anti-corruption war cannot be fought by this regime. Just forget about it. aspect of the matter, because the regime itself, the leadership will be indicted. Yeah, where do we start from? If you have a serious regime, you know.
Pardon me, sincerely, you should have maybe gone totally outside or turned off the volume of your radio set. I'm getting the feedback here.
Okay, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Is it okay now?
Thank you.
Are we okay?
Yes, we are. Thank you very much.
Yes, what I'm trying to say is that you cannot fight yourself. You know, this regime had so very high an expectations before it came in. So instead of us to fight it, saying it's a miracle, we decided to leave it and see what it can do. But 8 months running now, because we're going to be in February very soon,
mm-hmm.
we have not seen anything different. In fact, it's worse. Check how much you buy Indomie before. In fact, let me leave Indomie out. You may be thinking it's too pedestrian. What happened to ordinary pure water? Can I buy water? 300 naira a bag. Because I'm buying wholesale. And if I want to buy retail, I'll be buying 250 naira. What? Are we okay? And everybody is going about their normal business or their abnormal business. Is that to say? I don't understand. What has changed, George? Police on the road still collects bribe. I've not seen any new project on road or maybe drainage, or I've not seen any new work, any government project going on. 9 months running. And Nigerians go to party, we go to sleep, wait, we eat, and we have paid the price. All the schools, the federal government colleges, and the federal universities, both first generation and the current one, they are still building more, are paying high. We are paying almost as close to some private universities now. Nigerians are not talking. Is this what we want?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say, but
I totally get
where
it.
And how will it fight the corruption? Look at what they have been saying about the chief of staff to the president. Look at what ministers are doing glaringly. Is it the National Assembly we want to talk about? Where will the probe start from? Which ministry is not involved or, you know, is not culpable or not indicted? Up until the private sector, see National Sports Commission, see the Eagles. If you beam the light, it will consume even the beamer.
Wow.
For goodness sake, what do we do in this instance?
All right.
Wow. By the time it is 2 years, 3 years, Nigerians will have lost hope about whether the government will work or not. Because a lot, do you know, as I speak with you, that there's been no light for 2 days? Joyce, are you there?
I'm with you. Look, I'm totally taking it in. I'm really, really taking it in.
48 hours now,
yeah.
There has been no light. What are we asking from government? We are saying, please, government, in the name of God, give us basics. Carry the money away. We don't do no problem. But let us be able to, I'm saying this now with my tongue out, let us be able to breathe. Oh, I wish I can see your face. Or you can see me doing this. Let us be able to breathe. They say if you beat a child and the beating is too long and too much, water stops coming from the face or the eyes of that child. That's the situation in which we are now. We are sober. We are soberly beaten.
Yeah.
Flogged to comatose. What has changed 9 months down the line?
All right. Questions? I have no answer
to. So you say now you're arrested for business. So yes, it is working. I don't understand. Give us our government. We want the basics. Let power return to the people, for real, as in power. People should dictate and determine what they want.
All right.
We want the National Assembly to be on part-time, for example. We want to dictate or fix their salaries. How can they be doing appropriation to add to what their budget is for the year? Jeez.
Thank
you. What happened to the ones they have collected?
Mm.
How much is their salaries or allowances? What's the cost of oversight function, Joy? Hey, Niger.
All these questions.
Now, with the way things are now between me and you and any other listener, is there hope?
PSC
will only arrest another 4 or 5 or 11 persons, and they say they are probing. We don't know the details of the probe. Look at where do we even start from?
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
All right.
You've left us with more questions.
I don't want to be sick for this problem, but let me leave it at that.
Thank you very much for calling. I really do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. Wow, this is probably going to be something. The Sunny Side, it's good to have you join the conversation.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Thank you. Yes, good afternoon. It's good to have you join the conversation this afternoon.
All right, how work? My name is Aprushku.
Good, it's good to have you here.
Okay. See, like the topic you brought in, very interesting. But I can tell you that EFCC, the one we have now, they cannot deliver. Because this administration is corrupt. You cannot fight corruption with corruption, you know? Yeah. Ntuna got the SS at this administration. Well, I can, if they want to do anything, if they want to surprise Nigerians, let them start from the former administration, former President Buhari.
Mm-hmm.
You see? He finished this country. And no one is talking about that. And now they are fighting governors. I don't say they are innocent. The governors are innocent. But that doesn't start from the elephant. Buhari finished this country. Yes. He carried a lot. We are saying Abacha loot. He's almost dissenting with Buhari administration, the money, the corruption is too much.
All right.
The money this past administration carried, Buhari, Malami, and many of them. So much, let them start from that. Then I know that they're
so,
going to
so the, the thing about this is, because we don't have any actual facts that they carried money, I guess you were thinking that they did.
No, or at least what we are facing today, the hardship in the country.
I totally get that. But just so that we're not accusing people who may otherwise not be guilty. You understand what I mean? So that we don't accuse people who are not.
Let me tell you, the evidence are there. They know.
Yeah.
But no one wants to talk about
so
that.
So my point is, for you, my point is, I understand your sentiment. But just so that we are careful by our own commentary, we're not going to mention names that we're not going to mention names that, at least on documents, we do not have the allegations to reference. Do you understand that? I can understand your point to the administration. You can say, well, this administration needs to be probed. Absolutely and rightfully so. But if you're going to name names, except there's an actual allegation against them, then it just could be...
I can understand you, but let me tell you something. They say Abacha loot, and they are recovering most of it. Where is the Abacha loot they have recovered? What have they put it in work? Where is it, the one they recovered? They put it in meaningful something, and people are suffering today. Yeah? The former NLC president, not the former, the other NLC from Edo State, NLC president, he said that if you are in APC, your sins will be forgiven. Your corruption will be forgiven. Why is he making that statement? They know what they are doing.
All right.
I don't see EFCC
doing anything differently.
EFCC.
Thank you.
That can deliver. They cannot deliver anything.
Thank you.
Even the ones they are recovering, are they delivering all of them? Can they come out and say they delivered all of what they are getting from all these corrupt governors, all these corrupt ministers? Are they delivering what they recover from them?
All right.
They deliver all of them 100%.
Thank you very much for calling.
A lot of corruption in this country.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you and God bless you.
The sunny side, corruption, and all the latent emotions that this particular topic can elicit. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. Thank you very much for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you.
You are doing a great job.
Thank you very much for calling.
God bless you. You see, I want to add this question.
What's your name?
Maybe I'm mistaken. Is the EFCC and the other anti-corruption thing, are they working for those in government or only for the poor people on the streets?
What
I don't
is
know
your,
whom they are working with.
What's your guess? What's your wildest guess?
I don't know, because what is going on, they know about it. Why are we keep on talking about the bond that looted?
Well, so they're reviving old cases in order to probe and maybe, where necessary, vindicate or charge with corruption those who have been accused in the past.
Those who are from my former governor of Abia State, till we reach to the other. What about the president? Even America take their Trump to court because of crime he committed. Now, can Nigeria government arrest their president and take him to court? That is a big question. So I don't know. This country, we cannot continue like this.
So.
If we continue like this, the whole thing, everybody will just collapse one day, and nobody will be inside Nigeria again. So we'll let them know how to manage us, because there's nothing that we are seeing. Look at market today. I went to buy market now. I cannot buy because everything has inflated. Since I'm buying 100 naira before, I'm buying 500 naira now.
Mm.
And I'm selling them. How will I manage?
How will you manage? Crazy.
And there are people in government who can control that. But nobody is looking into that. They are looking for where they will see money in Bezu and they do other things. And we are suffering. We, the poor masses, are dying here.
So what name do you think, what name are you suggesting to the EFCC at this point?
Everybody is involved.
Wild. Okay.
Everybody, both presidents, both senators, both governors, both the councillor. Even myself, I'm included. Anybody that commits crimes to be brought to book and they collect the money and even charge him to prison. That is my own.
All right, sounds straight.
I pity them so much. That is what is causing our problem.
Yeah, sounds straight.
Thank you very much for calling.
99.3 Nigeria Info. The EFCC choosing to reopen past cases against ex-governors and ministers. I guess this is supposed to be a sign of what? Things to come? Well, I'm thinking the people should work in collaboration with the EFCC in order to properly evaluate the list and, where necessary, reject or eject names that should be on the list or remove names that shouldn't be there. And so, out of utter curiosity, this is a conversation on Open Thought Tuesday to find out what names do you think the EFCC should call up? Maybe not even arrest. Just call them and say, hello, we're the EFCC. We would love your attention at our office. What names come to mind? Because if it's corruption, it has become a cancer. And if the EFCC truly is working, they better be working or they are not working. The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. It's good to have you join the conversation this afternoon. Hello, welcome.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. You tell us your name real quick and go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Femi. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Welcome, Femi.
Joyce, Joyce, if I was in Nigeria, as a matter of fact, I would not even bother to be making a comment on this kind of discussion, because at the end of the day, we see the corruption playing out every day. So my only
concern
is
the problem is you're in a country where you can afford...
Where the system works.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're trying to get this one to work.
I'm in a country where system works, where I know that I can wake up 6 a.m., go to work, pay my taxes, and I see the road working, I see light, I see everything.
Yeah.
Then I'm not bothered. You understand? When they take 26% of my paycheck, I'm not angry, because I know I can see something that is going on. I can see that everything is fine. I'm not bothered the next day. But Nigeria as a country, let's be factual. Do we actually deserve an immunity clause in our constitution with the level of corruption we have?
Good
we don't question. Even deserve, and we don't, we, as a matter of fact, we don't even want any government to work. We need a proper house cleaning before we can get anything done in Nigeria.
So now that's the EFCC appear. Okay, so now let me see whether you can help us with the EFCC's actions today. Now, they appear to be working. They're reviving old cases, and I guess they want to hold past leaders who have been charged with corruption accountable. Do you think this administration is capable for that sort of...
I don't think so. When we see the likes of, Gusmao Akpabio in that government, see... how can corruption prove corruption? Like one of the callers said, as a matter of fact, there's no government that can come clean. In the past 15 or 20 years, there's no government that can come clean when you try to probe the entire system. That's the problem that we have. So we need to go back to the drawing board. That's the only thing Nigeria can. As a matter of fact, Joyce, don't let me lie to you. Nigeria seems to be doomed. That's the problem we are right now. Nothing is working. See, I was checking the dollar rate yesterday and I was scared. Imagine you fixing 20 million naira in a Nigerian account 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So the implication is that we are getting poorer every day.
Yeah.
You understand? Business are falling. People are failing every day. This whole system is failing every day. It's just quite pathetic. I don't have much to say. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And you know, I saw a headline that read that the president was having sleepless nights. And I thought, what sort of comedy do we wake up to in this country every day? What's that supposed to mean? If he's having sleepless nights, that's not an answer to any question that we have asked. But I guess if it's in the news, then we talk about it. The Sunny Side. Well, this one is the EFCC. Reigniting high-profile corruption cases in Nigeria of former ministers and former governors. The question is, who needs to be on that list that isn't? By every news you've heard. The Sunny Side, my name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. Radio. Hello. Tell me your name. Go ahead. You're not home? I guess you're not. Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Turn up the volume.
Joyce, you're not picking the ladies' line. Why now?
Well,
I'm calling for ages.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, my name is Alcine.
Welcome.
Thank you. See, this government cannot fight anything called corruption, even near it.
Buhari,
with all that he came with, and you know they nicknamed him Megastia, that is the truth, couldn't fight corruption in Nigeria, then nobody else. No one.
All right.
Talk more or talk less of this government, this one, that came illegitimate, that people are still quarreling, or people are still angry at how he came in or how they came in. About two or three speakers, the one speaker that spoke just now, he spoke quite a lot. He went on and on and on and on. The chief of staff, they are probing him. There are so many things coming out that he is doing. So how can they fight corruption? See, anybody that wants to come to equity, what do they say? He must come with what? With clean hands. What hands are they coming with? In fact, it would be very funny. People would just laugh at all. No, they cannot.
Wow.
They can never fight corruption. Not this government. Maybe some other person. Thank you.
All right. I guess our heaven is in the future, the Sunny Side. Nigeria Info. Welcome. We're talking corruption and fighting it. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Yes, my brothers. Good to have you on the show. Let's see.
My name is Olumuiwa.
Muiwa, I have a minute with you. Please go ahead.
Okay, let me manage it.
Please.
Two things. We want to fight corruption. We need military rule. If police can get it right, they are the ones that are supposed to fight for corruption. So two people can fight corruption, police or military. But in conclusion, I've moved to the clubs that your rulers are going. They are parties. You see judges and governors sit together. So they should fight themselves. And then we, the citizens, we are saying we are hungry. Are we hungry? I don't trust prostitution for so long. We are hungry and church bubble and pocket is full every Sunday. Okay. Where this money we are contributing? Let the Nigeria change it. Start from the church of God.
Another angle.
And yet,
thank you. We need to talk about the church too at some point, because I don't even know what I'm seeing these days. Off on a break. We'll be right back.
Hello. Welcome to Profits Power, brought to you by Raleigh Academy. This is a live, transforming online business and investment education program series. designed to equip anyone in search of a genuine opportunity to create a new stream of income or add to their current stream or streams of income. Raleigh Academy is a reputable organization that has been offering educational services in online businesses and financial education for the past 9 years. And Raleigh Academy has so far trained over 200,000 Nigerians. In today's edition of Profit Power, we'll be looking at the number one investment to make it in times of economic contraction. And in the studio with me to answer all the questions is an e-trader and an online entrepreneur with Raleigh Academy. He was trained at the London Business School. He attended the London School of Business and Finance and also the London Academy of Trading. He has certification in technical analysis from Cyprus. He has gathered over 15 years of experience in financial trading and technical analysis. He's a master of his trade. Trust me. I'm talking about none other than Mr. Michael Akinwale. Michael, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Lekwa. It's a beautiful time to be here, I can tell you that.
It's a new year, Michael, and I'm sure a lot of people are really wondering how the year 2024 will look like.
Absolutely.
From a professional perspective, you know, going by your degree and everything,
yeah.
What do you see?
Okay, last year, 2023, was a year of great economic contraction, all right? And in economics, what we normally experience is that after every economic contraction, the next stage is what we call an economic expansion.
Okay.
Just like after every dry season, we expect a wet season. So we are expecting an economic expansion in this year, 2024.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Let's head to our main question now. What is the number one investment that you think Nigerians can engage in this times of high economic contraction? Let's talk about that, Michael.
I was actually doing the research on what are the best businesses to diversify in right now, because like I said, things are not normal. So it's a time to do research to find out what are the areas to go into. And I was studying Warren Buffett, who has gone through several times of depression in the US, you know. And one of the things he said, that one of the number one investment that everybody should make in times like this is to invest in yourself. Let me say that again. You need to invest in yourself. He said one should consider building up an income by learning a new skill. Now, this is not a time to complain. This is not a time to make wishes, because I see a lot of Nigerians complaining and making wishes. It's a time to take action, learn a new skill, and I can tell you, with that new skill, there's a high probability you might be able to actually beat the current inflationary problem.
Michael, to a great extent, you're right. Overthinking, not a solved problem. So, what are the skills that you recommend that Nigerians develop right now?
Okay, let me start from myself. You know, I read mechanical engineering from University of Ibadan, and when I couldn't get a job, I developed skills, you know, in digital online businesses. And I can tell you that I have zero regrets today. Even this year, that is a very, very bad year. I can tell you, I've bought cars, I've bought real estate, I've gone for several vacations this year. So I can tell you, for me, you know, things will look very funny, but it's been a very, very good year. And it's because I have digital skills. So digital skill is what I recommend that everyone should develop right now. Especially digital skill that does not have to do with strength, but sense. You know, most people do understand that as you grow older in life, you have minimal strength. What you have more is sense.
Mm.
So this is why I love digital skill, is that you don't need strength. All you need is your sense. So whether you are old or young, you can develop digital skills. Whether you are a man or a woman, you can develop digital skills, all right? And begin to earn good income from it. So the fact is that digital skills can play a big role right now. And remember, when you have digital skills, you're also earning in foreign currency. And you know what the dollar is talking about right now? Naira to the dollar. So one of the major reasons why I'm also advocating that people should learn digital skills.
Interesting. Digital skills. It sounds a bit broad, Michael. Can you give some specific examples of digital businesses that Nigerians can develop skills in?
Okay, let me give you a few of them that I know that I work in. And, you know, I believe right now they can be very great for you to start any income. There are businesses that you can start immediately and start making money. Let me start with Instagram theme pages. Instagram theme pages. Then we have what we call TikTok theme pages. Then we have what we call YouTube automation. And then we have what we call online trading. Let me try and expand all of them. Now, Instagram and TikTok theme pages are what we call social media theme pages. And the way it works is that you create content around a specific niche, and then you generate followers and viewers. Now, the more the followers and the more the viewers that are viewing your page, the more the money you are making. For instance, I don't know whether you know a guy called Kaby Lame.
Yeah, Kaby.
Kaby Lame is a Senegalese-Italian-born guy who runs a TikTok printing page. And this guy actually earns an average of $4 million a year. $4 million a year. Imagine what $4 million a year means right now in Naira. Now, you don't have to make $4 million a year. Imagine if you are making $100,000 a year. Convert that to Naira. Or imagine if you are even making $50,000 a year. And all you are doing is that with your phone and internet, you create social media team pages. All these things, they are things that does not require expertise or advanced knowledge. They are simple things that you can set up. Then look at online trading. Online trading is the electronic buying and selling of financial instruments like stocks, commodities, and currencies in a bid to make a profit from them. All this also you can do with your phone and internet. Now let's take crude oil as a case study. Everybody in Nigeria knows crude oil. That's what our economy is built on. All right? Now, this year alone, crude oil, the price has moved from $70 per barrel to $95 per barrel this year on crude oil. Now, for those of us who are traders, that is $25 movement, but in trading, that's 2,500 points movement in the price of crude oil. Now, imagine if you are trading at $10 per the price of crude oil, that's a profit of $25,000 this year alone on crude oil. And if you have bought that crude oil at the beginning of this year, you don't have to do anything. By now, you are netting a profit of $25,000. You know what that means in Naira now. And remember, as you are trading crude oil, you can also be trading gold, you can be trading silver, you can be trading US dollars, and several other instruments online. So these are some of the businesses I recommend that Nigerians can go into. And I can tell you, these are businesses you can start immediately, these are businesses you can do from anywhere, and they can be netting you good income, and this economy becomes very, very productive for you.
Interesting, interesting. How can Nigerians who are interested learn and develop these skills so they can start generating revenue?
Okay, well, that's why Rally Academy is here. Remember I told you earlier, Rally Academy is an educational company, and our goal is actually to educate people on the opportunities that are available when it comes to doing business online. And remember, we are not just teaching you theory. We are teaching you what we are doing. For instance, that's what I do. I work online 100%. So we have a conference we are having now, or a training titled the Digital Wealth Power Conference. The Digital Wealth Power Conference. I think right now, everybody needs digital wealth power, all right? And the focus of this conference is to inform and educate you on the opportunities available when it comes to digital businesses. All those businesses I listed, we're going to be training you at this conference. We're going to look at YouTube automation, we're looking at dropshipping, we're looking at social media team pages, we're looking at affiliate marketing, we're looking at e-trading, and we're going to be giving you the softwares that you need to actually do these businesses and automate them. Not just the softwares, also specific websites that you need to visit to register and start these businesses. Alright?
Okay.
They are also going to be helping you to open your e-trading account. We're going to help you with the softwares that you can use to automate your trading. Because right now, we're also moving to the age of automation, where softwares can set up all these things for you. All these things, we're going to be exposing you to at this conference and training. And I can tell you, it's a conference and training that Nigerians cannot afford to miss.
Alright, Michael, you're making this sound so nice. I feel like just stretching my hands and picking it up. How much does it really cost to attend the Rally Digital Wealth Power Conference? And who can attend it?
Okay, let me start from the top. Who can attend? The truth is that anybody who's interested in actually doing well in this time of very high inflation can attend this training. As long as right now you know things are not going very well and you need to break out financially, you need to be at this training. Anybody, whether you're a man or you're a woman, you know, you're a businessman, employee, retiree, job seeker, a housewife, a student, as long as you have a mobile phone and you have access to the internet and you are ready to make some money, be at this training. And guess what? It's coming to you free of charge.
All right, great. This is beginning to sound more and more interesting, Michael. Free training. Give us the dates, venue, and time of the training and how participants can register to attend.
The training we hold for 2 days here in the city of Lagos. And all you have to do is just pick one of the days to be at this training. And the day this training is going to be taking place is this week, Thursday 1st and Friday, the 2nd of February 2024. Let me that again. This week, Thursday 1st and Friday, the 2nd of February 2024. On these 2 days, the time will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So 3 hours of life-changing time. The venue of the event of those 2 days will be at Wright House, number 43, Adeniyi Jones, Ikeja, right here in the city of Lagos. Wright House, number 43, Adeniyi Jones, Ikeja, right here in the city of Lagos. Very popular place. You cannot miss it. It's very important that you register to be at this event so we know you are coming and we can prepare for you. And to register is simple. Send an SMS to your phone number and then your seat. will be reserved to be an activator. Take your phone right now. Let me show you how to register. Now, first register starts on the first day, which is Thursday, the 1st of February, 2024. So that's mentioned the word L1. L for Lagos, and the number to this phone number, 091-6466-0000. Let me take that phone number again, 091-6466-0000. I want to register on the second day, which is Friday, the 2nd of February, 2024. Tonight's message is the word L2. That's L for Lagos. And number 2 to the same phone number, 091-6466-0000. Let me take that phone number again, 091-6466-0000. Let me take that phone number again, 091-6466-0000. Thank you.
What else would participants benefit at this training, Michael?
Well, this training is already power-packed, but we still have some extras. You know, this Rally Academy culture. We believe education operates based on the law of long and lasting impression. So, apart from this three-hour training you're coming for, we're also going to be putting you an educational DVD on all those businesses I just highlighted that you can keep learning at home after the training. But guess what? That DVD is only for the first few people to register. So, begin to register now to take advantage of this. Secondly, is that this is your 2024. Rally Academy is going to be giving us our 124% bonus. This 124% bonus is cost at least 124,000 naira credited to people's trading account for them to boost their trading capital in the business of e-trading. Then the thought we're going to also be giving is that we're going to give you one-on-one consulting. You know, we're going to be able to meet me one-on-one at that event, and I'll be able to answer your questions directly on a one-on-one basis. And lastly, we're going to be giving you a free exclusive access to our post-training. After this 3 hours training, if you're interested in these businesses, you can actually go into the full training. And guess what? You can actually win like a scholarship to attend it at this training. So be at this training, pick up your DVD, pick up your bonus, come and pick up your post-training scholarship, and I can tell you, we can make this year 2024 very great.
All right, the year 2024 is looking great already. Tell us again the dates, venue, and time of the training, and how participants can register to attend.
The training